Yeah, he's my co-host now. But actually, after doing music with Dave Durnley and Dave Angle last week, I don't know if anybody heard the program, but I was really thrilled to have those two guys on the air, and we talked about their new record and a bunch of the stuff that they're involved with around town. And then just a couple days ago, I was thinking, well, when am I going to do this Thursday or Friday? And I thought, well, I should talk to Dave again, and because I thought maybe I'd get the scrappers here, but we didn't have a whole lot of time. So Dave decided he'd bring a record down to me, and I asked him if he'd stick around. So here he is, Mr. Dave Durnley. Hello again.
Hello.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Happy Friday.
Yeah, you too. So we've got plenty of time here, so we're just going to kind of chat and stuff and play some music and do whatever. But Dave is one of my favorite folks around town, and he knows a lot about the music scene and a lot of other things around here. So he's a good man to just have a chat with on a Friday morning. So the Scrappers, Paul Weber and the Scrappers, let's talk a little bit about that. I'll tell you what, let's play a we'll play a piece of music off this record that you just brought.
Right on.
And then that'll give us a little base to talk about some stuff, okay?
Okay, great.
And then we can settle down. So, all right, everybody, it's Mike, and I got Dave Durnley in the studio here. We're going to play some music and have a little talk. Dave does a lot of things. He's a great photographer and a great musician, and knows a lot of the folks around town. So we'll have a talk with Dave and see where it goes, okay? Back in just a few minutes, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. Let me say this as well. The Heart of Missouri Girls on the Run, an empowerment program for girls in grades 3 through 8, is hosting a spring 2018 celebration 5K run on Saturday, May the 5th. That's tomorrow, 8:30 to 11 a.m. at Bear Creek Trail. Community runners are invited to participate. Volunteers are needed. More information about the event and the cost is available at www.heartofmissourigirlsontherun.org. That's heartofmissourigirlsontherun.org. And check it out. That'll be a cool little event, all right? Okay, back in just a few minutes with Dave Durnley. In the meantime, this is Paul Weber and the Scrappers.
Cell phone when you're riding around in your automobile. Don't push that button to call me when you're operating motor vehicle. Come slung in a hammock, smiling ear to ear between the trees. Don't call me on your landline when you're sitting in your prison. Don't call me on your landline when you're working retail sales. Call me when you're snowblind in the coldest winter of your mind. I'm waiting for the day when the power goes out. Find something to talk about. Hey. Rock!
Weber and the Scrappers. You listen to it on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. I've got one of the Scrappers in the studio with me here. That was called Don't Call Me. And this is off the album of the same name, Paul Weber and the Scrappers. I think, Dave, this is the only record you guys have recorded up so far?
Yep, so far, yeah.
And let's see, 2016 or 17, I think it was.
Yeah, I think it came out like in December of 16. I didn't know you were going to ask the hard questions.
Well, it really doesn't matter, but it's great music. And the interesting thing is you guys have been playing it for a year and a half since this came out. And,
yeah.
And I've seen you a number of times since, and I think the people that have seen you out and about are probably looking forward to some more music from you guys. Tell me what's going on with you and the band, and a little bit of background about the band, first of all.
Well, we've been together, this is like around 2 years. We do have a lot of new songs that we play out, and, you know, we're always working on new stuff, but we just haven't, you know, got around to recording more. We've talked about doing that, and, you know, it's kind of, you know, Paul's baby, and he's got some plans for stuff, but, you know, I mean, there's a lot of work involved in it, and you know, we enjoy playing the new stuff and working on songs all the time. We just haven't got into the studio to record more.
And so the band is made up of Paul Weber, who
writes. Paul Weber, he's the man behind it all. Wrote most of the songs, in fact, all of them except for a few.
Mm-hmm.
And also Jesse Mudd plays bass.
Great.
Paul sings. Excuse me. And plays guitar. Jesse Mudd plays the bass. Justin Hankerson plays the drums.
Right.
And I play guitar.
Right. And Paul's a heck of a harmonica player, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Paul made his living for a long time, you know, playing harmonica. And
yeah, well, it's a great band. And Jesse is an interesting story. He kind of came into the I've seen him play, you know, back in the day, you know, in the back room of the house and stuff like that, but didn't realize actually what a talented musician he is. A great bass player. And
Well, and Jesse's kind of a quiet guy, you know. I'm assuming he's not crowing all the time like some of us are, but and I guess actually he's really I know him as kind of a singer songwriter,
right,
you know,
playing
guitarist,
right.
And I think, you know, Paul just said, hey, you want to play bass in this band? And Jesse was like, sure. Does a great job.
Yeah, and Justin on the drums.
Yeah.
Well, it's fun music, and kind of bringing back some of that old school country style from I don't know, 50, 60 years ago, even maybe even longer than that.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea. We wanted something a little fresh, you know. We didn't want to just start a country band, do a bunch of covers, and, you know, do the same kind of thing. So, you know, we just Paul some of those songs, man. Since I first met Paul way back in the day, a couple of those, you know, we used to sit around in the dark and strum around on, and you know, it's nice to see him flower a little bit.
Right. What do you got planned for the summer? You guys got anything going this summer?
Yeah, we've got a few shows. You know, the thing with the Scrappers is I'm kind of, you know, free most of the time.
Everybody else is working.
Yeah, I'm not a respectable member of society anymore, but you know, Paul's an organic farmer, and Justin, you know, it works with his brother doing you know, lawn care and landscaping and stuff. Jesse's a builder.
Mm-hmm.
So those are you know, outdoor make hay while the sunshine jobs.
Right. And this time of year they're in full
yeah,
swing.
I'm ready to load up the van and go somewhere, but those guys all have responsibilities.
Yeah, I'm sort of in the group with them, unfortunately. I've got the day job as well. I sneak out of there for a couple hours every Friday morning to do this, but I understand what it's like, and being able to or having to balance, you know, a lot of different things. That's a challenge for everybody. So,
right.
Well, so you don't have a whole lot of responsibility as far as day job type of thing. How'd you get in that situation? You're a relatively young man, so I know you worked for a while, and now you're just a vagabond for the most part, just jamming with the gang.
Yeah, pretty much. I worked 27 years for the FAA, and
is that right?
Yeah, I was an air traffic controller for 27 years.
How did I not know that?
I don't know. It just, you know, it's like
I know all the air traffic controllers in town.
Right. Yeah. the day came where, you know, the last 4 or 5 years I did that, I had it on my calendar the very day and hour that I was eligible to retire.
No kidding.
I walked in and gave my papers.
What airport were you working out of?
Well, I ended up here at Columbia at the end, you know. I worked all over.
Yeah.
You know.
Ever at a place that was real busy?
No, I'm a little bit too laid back for that. There are people that, you know, have the personality that if they had to sit somewhere with their feet up and doze off every now and then, it would drive them crazy. You know, they're really, I'm not that kind of guy. I prefer the mellower side of things.
Columbia Airport looks like that'd be a pretty good gig.
Yeah, well, and I worked for the flight service station and the flight watch, they called it, and we were physically located there at the Columbia Airport, but we had a big microwave tower next to the building, and we had radio transmitters that were across Kansas, northeastern Oklahoma, northern Arkansas, all of Missouri, except for the St. Louis area in southern Illinois. So, you know, I could be sitting in Columbia and talking to a guy in Dodge City, Kansas.
And what was the purpose of it? I mean, what were you doing, basically?
There's several, you know, people that fly and are familiar with it are kind of know the gig, but there's kind of three different aspects to the FAA. There's the towers that are guys taking off and landing. There's the high altitude and route guys. And there's the VFR and weather side of it, which was what I was in. And we'd relay clearances. You know, if the weather's bad, you know, some little airport in Kansas where there's no, you know, FAA personnel, they'd call us on the phone or the radio and we'd get them a clearance and, you know, give them weather briefings. And it was just, you know.
VFR versus IFR.
Exactly. There you go. Yeah.
I flew a little bit back in the 80s and 90s. I had a friend that I worked for actually, and she was a private pilot. So,
right on.
I'd fly all around with her, and she'd scare the bejesus out of me, and we'd land in who knows where airport in the middle of New Mexico and places like that.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
But I'm fascinated by it. It's really an interesting thing. I mean, it's the whole series of roads and things up there in the sky, basically. So.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So when did you quit doing that?
Well, I actually retired from the FAA and then went to work for Lockheed Martin for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the same job in the same place with the same people. It was all transparent except I was getting a check from Lockheed Martin.
Isn't that crazy?
You know, they were contracting out a lot of things. Mm-hmm. You know, the government's in a big state of flux. And I did that for 3 years. And then, you know, I had a 3-year contract. When that was up, that was enough. It was time to move on.
You've been a musician the whole time?
Well, you know, before I got a real job back when I was a kid, I was a musician, and, you know, I grew up playing piano and playing in the high school band.
Hey, you played saxophone, didn't you?
Yeah, I played saxophone, and, you know, back in the 70s, I played in a bluegrass band, and, you know, so when I got a real job with the FAA, it was not conducive to staying up late in bars, drinking and carousing, and, having to go to the real world and be responsible the next day.
Right, so, and taking care of things that are flying in the air.
Yeah, I took a little break, but, I guess, you know, close to the end of my career, you know, is when Dino and I started playing a lot.
Right.
And, you know, it was just time to get back into it. So I don't watch TV and I don't have a sports fetish. Or,
good for you.
You know, so like music is what I like.
That's awesome. Well, you're out and about enough and you have a lot of different projects going around town. That's why I'm glad I got a chance to talk a little bit more this week. Last week it was pretty much about what you and Dave Angle are doing, which is incredible stuff. I've always enjoyed the music that you guys play. The Scrappers is a little bit of a different deal. You're a solo musician as well. You can entertain people on your own. I wish I would have got a hold of you a little bit earlier. I would have had you bring your guitar down and we could have played a couple more.
Oh, yeah.
But you're also a photographer because I see some of the pictures that you put up on Instagram now and again. And I got to tell you, some of the photos that you put up are just fantastic. How'd you get into that? And I'm sure everyone wants, what kind of camera do you use, right?
Yeah, that's it. Well, you know, I mean, it's kind of like music. I've always liked taking photographs. You know, when I started working for the FAA, I went out to Western New Mexico and lived out in the desert, and it's just like, man, you talk about beautiful skies.
Oh, man.
And, you know, I guess I kind of like to take pictures of nothing, you know. It's like just landscapes and such. So I've done that forever, and you know, it affords me a lot of time to take pictures the same way it does to play music, you know. It's, you know, sitting around watching TV all day.
Right.
Like the other day I was out chasing this pair of birds all day, you know, and spent the whole day trying to get a picture of them, you know.
Well,
it's just something to do.
There are a number of bird photos in particular that you've taken, and I've thought when I see them, I'm like, did he chase them around all day? Because I mean, some of those shots, they don't come easy, and I know that. That they're actually photographs that you're taking, as opposed to some people you see it and you put up, you know, you don't know the person, so you don't know if they're actually taking the photo or not, or if they grabbed it off of the web or something. But Dave actually takes all these photos, and I'm like, gosh dang, man. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, when you have plenty of time, that's basically what it is.
And you live out country way?
Yeah, I live out south of town, up on the River Bluff, you know. So it's a good place up there. You know, the eagles fly by in the wintertime, and they're, you know, surrounded by the woods. So it's, you know, it's not like I'm living in a subdivision. I have to go somewhere to be exposed to a lot of things that I like to look at and photograph.
So. Right. All right. Well, hey, let's play another song or two off of this record here.
Sure.
I think I'm just going to kind of cruise right down the list here. That we'll play a couple. I'm going to play a song called Stepping Stone.
Yeah.
And Stainless Steel, which is a great one. In fact, one that you've done, you guys have performed in public that I've seen that I just love.
Yeah, great. Yeah, those are both Paul Weber songs. Hard to beat him.
I'll tell you what, he's a talented guy. It's great. Some great songs in this record. All right, everybody, we are talking to Dave Durnley in the studio here at KOPN Columbia, and we've got in my hot little hands here a CD from Paul Weber and the Scrappers. Dave is a guitar player on this album, and we're going to hear a couple songs. This one is called Stepping Stone. Back in a few minutes on KOPN Columbia.
You said I was your rock. Now I know what you mean. Rock on the ground. Under your feet, now you're gone, and it's too late. I'm on the ground, you're on your way. Well, there's an old some people say that life is like a road we're traveling on. Sometimes you do the stepping, sometimes you get stepped on. And we were skipping on down the lane. Said I was your rock. Now I know what you mean. Rock on the ground. Under your feet. Now you're gone. Forward, three steps back. You stepped out and you never came back. There's no use in me begging you to stay. You said I was your rock. Now I to me. Rock on the ground under your feet. Now you're gone. It's too late. I'm on the ground. You're on your way. Yes, I'm on the ground. You're on your way. Stainless steel won't corrode when exposed to the wind and the rain. It shines all the time and it never needs a coat of paint. When the years rain down on our love, it will be glistening still. Cause ever since the day we met, it's been stainless steel. Stainless steel. You know it's real. What we feel, you know it's real. Stainless steel. Well, the elements that make up our love, baby, the rare on earth. When you put them all together, it just multiplies what it's worth. It's the kind of thing every petty thief wishes he could steal. Cause ever since the day we met, it's been stainless steel. Stainless steel, you know it's real. What we feel, you know it's real. Stainless steel.
And the Scrappers on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. My name is Mike. I'm in the studio here with Dave Durnley. A couple of great songs here. That was called Stepping Stone, and we also heard Stainless Steel. Great songs from Paul and the Scrappers. Dave, a little background on some of these songs. You said Paul wrote most of them?
Yeah, yeah. On the, he sure did. And he had kind of a little trilogy of, you know, songs about scrap metal, and Stainless Steel was one of those, and scrapping stuff. That's kind of where the Scrappers name came from.
Right, you know, I mean,
he'll have to tell you the details of all those stories, but
well, we will do that. We'll get Paul and the guys in here sometime in the future. I talked to, you know, I really just kind of winging this. I really don't have this a plan for this program. It's really not my program. I've been substituting for on this Friday morning spot, and I will be for another few weeks. So I figured I really didn't have an idea exactly what I would do, but after having you guys on last week. I figured the music thing is great. And next week, Tim Carey is going to be down here.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so Tim will be here, and then Hoot and Hollers the week after that. And then I think Ruth Acuff and Jeff Muller, hopefully, in a few weeks. And all people who I really enjoy and will be proud to have on the radio here. You have a show, speaking of the Hoot and Hollers, you guys have something coming up with them, is that right?
We do. It's the 12th, which is a week from Saturday at the Blue Note. It's going to be Paul Weber and the Scrappers with the Hoot and Hollers.
Wow.
And I'm really looking forward to that. We've done a couple shows with the Hoot and Hollers before, and it's like, you know, anybody in town knows the Hoot and Hollers are the real deal, and it's just, it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, that will be a great show. That's one that I think that I will have to try to make.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if, I got soccer and baseball and all this stuff going on all the time in Kansas City, St. Louis, who knows where with my boys, but maybe I can sneak out for that one.
We'll send you a selfie or something.
Oh, you're killing me. All right, so when we were listening to music there, you and I were talking off the air a little bit about KLPN in particular, about some of the history here and some of the guys and girls that have been doing shows here for a long time. Lee Ruth actually came up, and how do you know Lee?
I guess I met Lee just playing music. I moved back to Columbia. I went here, you know, I went to school here in the 70s and moved away and went off into the world. And I came back here in 1989, I guess. I mean, I knew, that's when I really met him. I remembered Lee from like the 70s. You'd see him downtown playing. And,
right.
You know, the only difference was I remembered him always wearing a red bandana, and he had a little more gray in his beard. But I saw him one time playing some music. I'm like, I remember that guy.
He's an icon. He's been here forever.
Oh, he's an icon. He's a great guy, a fabulous musician. He's got an encyclopedic knowledge of a lot of history of not only music, but Columbia. And he's
something else. We were speaking of encyclopedic knowledge. Yeah, he's incredible. And Kevin, we were talking about Kevin as well. He knows a whole lot about music, and he's a riot, too.
Yeah, those couple of, you know, there's really some outstanding personalities surrounding the, you know, the radio scene here at KOPN and the music scene in Columbia.
Yeah, you're right. There's some of those tapes up on the wall over there, up on the top part of those shelves in the library. There's a project, as we were talking about, to digitize many of these old 8mm and
reel-to-reel, yeah.
Tapes. There's some video up there, too. Yeah, it's crazy. But anyway, it's been 40-some years, and there's a tremendous amount of history, and the people that have kind of come and gone from the station over the years just kind of weave in and out with the history. It's really amazing.
Yeah, you know, it's strange there. For a few years, I went down and I lived in Ozark, Missouri, and they have a community radio station in Springfield, and it's a wonderful station, as you know, all community radio I support. But it really, people that from Columbia, you really get to taking this for granted, what goes on here and what has gone on in the past. And it's just it just kind of, of course, now, you know, you can stream and stuff, you can be anywhere in the world, listen to KOPM. But it's when I moved down there and turned on my radio in the morning, it was like, oh man, it's like, what am I going to do now? So, yeah, it's you know, and I think a lot of people are aware of it, but, man, it's really a treasure.
It is. It's a valuable thing, and I'm thrilled to be a part of it. And when I first moved here to town, it's been a long time, 17, 18 years, and I was searching through the wasteland of commercial radio even back then.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's gotten more intensely bad.
Yeah.
I can't think of a nicer way to put it. I'm just not a big fan of commercial radio, primarily just because of so much commercialism. And I mean, I don't particularly appreciate some of the music choices, but I can't stand just being interrupted every, you know, all the time with somebody trying to get in my back pocket, you know?
Yeah, designed to take over your mind.
Yeah, it really is, your mind and your money. And but I remember discovering KOPN back then in 2001 or 2002 and thinking, ha, that's the place right there.
Well, and you know, actually, to tell you the truth, you used to do one of my favorite radio shows of all time anyway, and that was before I even knew you. I remember finding out you were the guy. What was the name of the show?
Radio Orbit.
Radio Orbit, yeah. It was like, you're the Radio Orbit guy. It's like, man. Well, I used to turn that show on and just sit there with my mouth open and go, who is this dude?
Well, it was that was a fun time for me, and I'm glad a lot of people enjoyed the program. I'm trying to get back on the air. I've got a new idea for something that I'm kind of talking with the programming people about. We'll see where that goes.
Well, but, I support that. I'll tell you that much.
All right. Well, there you go. If Dave Durnley says it's a go, I think I can't see why anyone would go against that. So, what do you got going this weekend?
Well, I'm gonna listen to a little music. I think I don't have any gigs going on. It's First Friday, yeah. So I'm going to go down to Rose, check out a little happy hour with the Fried Crawdaddies, right, head up to Art Landish. And I think Ray Fitzgerald is up there. And Austin Jones of the Boot Hill Boys, Paul Foch is playing first. You know, Art Landish First Fridays is one of my favorite things. You know, it's just such a good vibe and cool place.
Right, and you get all kinds of different music in different places, right? They've got, of course, over there on Orr Street, I guess.
They do a lot of stuff over there.
Right, and then you got back behind the Art Landish Gallery where the coffee shop is.
Yeah.
And they do outside. They got a couple of little spots inside. There's two or three musicians playing all the time.
Oh, yeah, and the Fire Spinner guys.
Oh, yeah.
Burn Circus people do that. And the Bubble Man making giant bubbles, you know. it's just kind of a little... almost like a street carnival kind of thing with that old
guy. Hang on. All right, so that's tonight, First Friday. Check that out if you guys are out and about. There'll be some great music in town. Ray Fitzgerald, one of my favorites. And I wish she played more often, but she's fantastic.
Yeah, she is fantastic. She's a fantastic person. I love her songs, man. If you haven't heard her, you should.
Yeah, she's one of those people you think, I'm surprised more people don't know about her, because she really is a remarkably talented young lady.
Right.
Yep. All right, we got the Fried Crawdaddies. Those guys will be laying down some guitar licks for sure.
Yeah.
A couple of the best players in town up there.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Sean and Pete.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I always tell them, I say, when I see them, I feel like I should go up after the show and give them both $20 for my free, you know, for a guitar lesson.
Right. What about Tony? I wonder if he'll be out there with those guys.
Yeah, I mean...
Typically, right?
Yeah, he usually is. I don't know why he wouldn't be.
All right. Okay, so that's tonight. What else? I'm going to do out. You been morel hunting or anything?
I have been morel hunting. I just found a few. It's been, now the understory in the forest is getting pretty tall and the ticks are getting thick. You know,
chiggers are getting mean. And
yeah, I'm hoping maybe this weekend or early next week we'll see a few. It's been just such a weird year.
Yeah, we didn't have much rainy. And
when we did have rain, it was cold.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, but what the heck? I like walking around the woods anyway.
You know, you've been out to my place, and I know there's a morel mushroom out there somewhere, at least one. And I've still yet to find one. I think I'm not thorough enough.
Well, you know, I don't know what it is about them. You know, they're magical little things, but they're everywhere. You know, I mean, people find them in their yard in town.
Right.
Because you don't find them doesn't mean they're not there.
That's right. They just kind of show themselves when they please, I think.
That's right.
Mushrooms are kind of mercuric like that anyway. All right, so I am going to read a couple of quick PSAs here, and then we're going to play a couple more songs from this Paul Weber and the Scrappers album. There's a song called Half Loved that I like, and you said Paul thought it was kind of a joke, actually, but I really like that song.
Well, not a joke so much. He always he introduces it a lot of times as a novelty song, I think is the word that he uses. It's like, I mean, I think it's some pretty deep thinking.
Right.
You know,
I love it.
Yeah, I do too.
All right, well, we're going to play that in a minute here. Prior to that, I will tell you that, we're talking about KOPN, so I'll read this. This is about support for the station, which I always encourage, whether it's time for a pledge drive or not. But we do have a pledge drive coming up in a few weeks here. So during the KOPN pledge drive that's coming up in June, we are in need of Spanish-speaking volunteers to answer the phones during our El Festival del Pueblo program. If you speak Spanish and are available to help on Saturday, June the 9th, from 8:45 to 12:15, I'm sure you don't have to work that whole time, but you know, during that period, from 8:45 a.m. to 12:15 in the afternoon, give Jill a call at 874-1139, and you can sign up for a time slot to help out during the Spanish program on Saturday morning, okay? All right, that's that, and now we are going to play Paul Weber and the Scrappers. This song is called Half Loved, and we'll be back with Dave Durnley in just a few minutes. Thank you.
smoked end of a cigarette, or the half cup of coffee you pour then forget, or beer half empty from the night before, or the pennies change from a dollar bill, or the last few hours of the day to kill. Since you told me you don't love me anymore, just a half-loved heart, a half-finished start, a half-written story of love. Oh, half-read book, a half-smiled look, a half-loved heart is all I've got. Or a half-remembered memory, or a gift half-opened on Christmas Day. Oh, half-baked idea, a half-inflated wheel, I'm the half-alive man you turned away. Just a half-loved heart, a half-finished start, a half-written story of love. Oh, half-read book, a half-smiled look, oh, half-loved heart is all I've got. Silos up in the sky. It's been that way since it began, trying to make a living, living on the land. Tired old trucks, tired old dogs, musty old trailers, firewood logs. It's a good way to live, a hard way to go. Country shrinks and cities grow. People fly over, down the big green fields and the little gray towns, going to work, going to church, doing what we know for what it's worth. People fly over, people look down the big green fields and the little gray towns, going to work, going to church, doing what we know for what it's worth. Slow, people come but mostly go. Kids they leave, grandmas don't. Say they'll visit but they won't. Land goes up, people sell farms. Up go the houses, down go the barns. Clear the trees, pave up the roads. Brand new cars, mortgage loans. People look down at the big green fields and the little gray towns. Go doing what we know for what it's worth.
All right, there's a couple more from Paul Weber and the Scrappers. We heard Half Loved, which I fully love, and that was called Song About the Midwest. Great record, Dave.
Thank you. I agree with you, but thank you.
Yeah, you guys should be proud of that one. And like I say, we're looking for more stuff from the Scrappers coming up here in the future. We got a show next Saturday, we mentioned, with the Hooten Hollers, who are born and raised in St. Louis, Columbia area. They've made their home here in Columbia for the last 10 or 15 years, but both those guys, John and Andy and Kelly, from the St. Louis area. What we were talking off the air about them, but let's talk a little on the air about them.
Yeah, well, who doesn't love the Hooten Hollers, man?
Yeah, there's something else. Dave and I were just saying that the first time you see the Hooten Hollers, and it doesn't matter if it was 10 years ago or if it was last night,
yeah,
it'll be a jaw-dropping experience, and you especially if you like the blues and if you like rock and roll and if you like just authentic, in-your-face live music. They are really, really remarkable.
Yeah, they're true professionals. Kelly's great. Paul, you know, traveled with them for
at least a year.
Yeah, might have been longer than that. Yeah. I'm not sure, but yeah, he was a Hooten Holler for a while, played harp, and even played some tuba for a while. And then he left, and they got Kelly, and, you know, man, she's she's just right up there with him. It's amazing that three people can come together and be so tight and get along so well.
Yeah, Paul wrote a couple of their songs from, I think, that Whelp City record, maybe. I think She Used to Love My Music.
Yeah.
I think that's one of his.
Yeah, that's a Paul Weber song.
Yeah. And Kelly on the baritone saxophone, what an addition. It seems sort of counterintuitive, you know, when you think about just sort of broken down garage rock and blues, but then you bring in this baritone sax, and wow, what an addition.
And she's got a bass sax now. I went over and saw him in Knuckleheads in KC a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wow.
Yeah, and she can play it, too.
Oh, yeah, she can.
Yeah, she's considered one of the best out there. So, all right, well, that'll be a fun show, the Hooten Hollers with Paul Weber and the Scrappers at the Blue Note. Nice big venue for you guys, too.
Yep.
Awesome. All right, so that's Saturday the 12th, a week from tomorrow. Tonight we are talking about First Friday. We got some good music around town. Fried Crawdaddy's down there at Mojo's, at Rose. And then First Friday with Ray Fitzgerald. Man, yeah, that's going to be great.
Yeah, and I mean, there's music going on all over. One of the things I like about Columbia is there's a lot of stuff going on. And I kind of, you know, like everybody else, I kind of get into my little orbit. You know, I talk about Rose
and
Art Landish. But, you know, somewhere else there's stuff just as good going on. And it's a celebration.
Well, we were talking about Noah Earle earlier. I mentioned that Ray Fitzgerald doesn't play as much as I'd like to see her out, because she's so talented, and I'm sure she has a life like everybody else with other things going on. Noah Earle's another guy that fits into that mold. Fantastic, incredible musician, but stays a lot to himself, and he's got a little farm and family, and I just don't see him as much as I'd like to. Great musician, though.
Yeah, I'm the same way, man. Noah has some songs that seriously, like, I just kind of have to think about something else sometimes that wants to bring a tear to my eye. You
right.
know? And
yeah.
He's incredible.
Yeah, we're blessed in mid-Missouri here. Like you say, we've got a whole lot of really talented folks doing a lot of different styles of music, and it's been like that for a long time. The Missouri's really, really has a great history of music here too.
Yep.
You know, Ruth Acuff, who will be on the program in a few weeks, her great uncle, I think, was Roy.
Roy,
Don't quote me on the relationship, but I know it's a direct family member.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's. I don't know a whole lot about Roy, but I've listened to some of his stuff, and I know he's a prolific songwriter.
Oh, yeah.
And really did a lot historically for music here in Missouri.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool, and Ruth is quite a talented young lady in her own right. She can play a lot of instruments. She's been concentrating on the harp a of all things, for the last few years more than anything. But she can play the bass, and she can play the guitar, and she's got a beautiful voice. And her husband, Jeff Mueller, has been another interesting fellow who does all kinds of things. So,
well, you know, I'd gotten introduced to and kind of knew Ruth's music through her harp playing, and, you know, she's phenomenal, and just has an incredible stage presence. And then, you know, when they formed the Royal Furs, I hadn't seen her in some of her rock and roll.
Right.
And, you know, I went and saw the Royal Furs for the first time,
like,
and
what?
It was just like, holy smokes. You know, quiet little Ruth playing her harp, you know, and looking like an angel up there is like, you know, slamming the microphone stand around and swinging her hair. And it's like she is a full spectrum.
Yeah, she can really put it out there. And the Royal Furs, that's like the Ruth Acuff alter ego or something out there.
Yeah,
she's a real rock star.
Then you have to wonder if it's the Royal Furs is the alter ego,
right,
or the, you know,
or the harp thing. You know, in fact, the first, back when I was doing Radio Orbit, I would have, you know, a lot of the local guys on the show at times, because I've always been interested in the music scene around here. But Ruth and Jeff had a band that was called Rutherford.
Uh-huh.
And before that, they had a band that was called Vox. I don't think she was more than 17 or 18 years old. Maybe, you know, under 20 years old for sure. And Vox was a rock and roll band. And Rutherford, for the most part, was rock and roll as well.
Yeah.
And they had a trumpet and a pretty cool sound, actually. They made a couple records. And I remember thinking way back then, man, this girl is something else.
Yeah.
And she really has unfolded and really grown into a really talented musician. So.
Well, and Jeff, too. I mean, you
know, oh my gosh,
the gamut of... That's another thing that I like about a lot of the people here. It's not like they're stuck in one musical rut, you know, like I play rock or I play jazz or
right,
I play
right.
this. It's like, you know, multi-talented and spread your wings.
That's the truth. Thing. Yeah, there's so many of the local music gang that really mix and match and do all kinds of different things. Mm-hmm. I remember years ago, as sort of a side note, when the Seattle scene was really blowing up in the late 80s and in the early 90s, and Soundgarden and Nirvana and Pearl Jam and Screaming Trees and all that stuff. And whether people were a fan of that or not, I was at the time. But I also remember talking to a guy who did radio up there in Seattle, and he talked about how interactive the scene was and how all those guys were all, and girls, that they were all buddies. And there wasn't a whole lot of, we're the best band in town, and a whole lot of picking on each other. They really were just a bunch of musicians that really just wanted to play as much as they could, and they interacted and did all kinds of different projects together. And I've heard the same thing about places like Austin and about in North Carolina, you know, places where you Minneapolis, places where you have these great music scenes. It seems like that's one of the commonalities that they have, that you have a bunch of musicians that actually aren't all about ego. They really actually enjoy playing.
Right, yeah. It's not a competition. Mm. It's a compilation.
Right. And I mean, of course, people will push you to improve your art by their own skill, but that's what you're looking for, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, we're fortunate because I see that here in mid-Missouri, and I've been watching it for the last 15 years, and it really is it's still growing, and it's still getting better.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's great to support all kinds of music, and you know, when the big national bands come through, to support them and see them and go out and have a night of it. But man, you know, just about any night of the week you can find some good music playing somewhere in Columbia.
That's right. And they're you know, Richard King, I got to give him quite a bit of credit over the years. He did quite a bit to move the music scene forward here. A lot of people have sort of mixed feelings about Richard, maybe if they've done business or what, but I have a lot of respect for the guy, and I think he did a tremendous amount for the scene here.
He's done a lot of good things for me and the people that I've been around with, and you know, I see him as a really positive influence.
All right, and KOPN as well, I'd like to add. I think that I'm proud that KOPN gets as involved in the local scene as we do, so. Well, we've got about 10 minutes left, so I think what I will do is say hello to Monica Palmer, who will be on the air here in just about 10 minutes. She has a program that's called Speaking of the Arts, and Monica will be talking with somebody of interest, I'm sure, about some interesting project or artistic effort that's going on around here in Columbia. And I will say also that Columbia is celebrating the annual Acts of Kindness Week. That is all week, this week, through the 5th. And there are activities every day, tonight, tomorrow, for your family, yourself, your friends to enjoy. You can get information on the Acts of Kindness events that are going on tonight and tomorrow at facebook.com/thechildrensgrove. And remember that a single act of kindness can change a life forever. It's true. Do something nice, okay? And it's been nice to have David Dernley on the air with me for the last 50 minutes or so. We'll play a couple more songs from the Scrappers, Dave, on the way out here. But give me a little closing advice for life in the world.
Just be yourself and be good to other people.
Well said, my friend. And it's been a pleasure having you on the air, Dave.
Thank you very much.
I'll talk to you soon, man. Okay, everybody, it's Mike. You've been listening to, I don't know what we call this program, but it's been 9 o'clock until about 10 o'clock on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. And we've got, about 8 minutes left. So I'm just going to put on a few tracks here from Paul Weber and the Scrappers. And we'll just kind of let things tail out with this music. And enjoy. I'm not trying. Enjoy the Friday and enjoy the programming coming up on KOPN here. We've got good stuff all day, all afternoon, all night. Penguin Track starting at 4 o'clock. Power Pop Pat at 6. And Grateful Dead Show, Blue Plate Special, all that stuff, okay? All right. Once again, Paul Weber and the Scrappers, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM.
Had my time up on the stage. Curtain rose, I took my cue and I read from the wrong page. I've always had a tendency to drift. Time now slows me down, my mind and fingers stiff. My old truck's in the driveway, I've got money for some gas. I know I can't go anywhere but back into the past. Life is for the living, fresh blood coursing through its veins. In an age of flying off to space, I'm an old coal-burning train. I wasted writing poetry like all the mother fools. So I shiver in the dew, and I wait for the sun to warm me like she used to do. My old truck's in the driveway, I got money for some gas. I know I can't go anywhere but back into the past. Life is for the living, fresh blood coursing through its veins. In an age of flying off to space, I'm an old coal-burning train. Thank you. I've been all around this wide countryside. I've met all kinds of fine people, seen some dark sides to life. If there's one thing I've learned, it's I've lived out my days. It's that life's too short to turn love away. And I'm not a drifter, but I've been all around. I'm not a bandit, but I know how to run. Wherever I'm going, I'm gone before long. And I'm not a cowboy, but I know the song. Garden out back, and a hammer and nails. If the walls start to crack, and know that I love you, and I have from the start, and know that I'm. I'm gone before long, and I'm not a cowboy, but I know the song. Your love, your little, your
Yep.